Hey everybody, welcome to the NXT After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're going for a low and slow, that's not true, TakeOver's this weekend, we're going to talk all about the matches therein, so don't you go anywhere.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
We bring the swag like nobody can. That's not true.
No. This is the AfterBuzz NXT After Show.
Hobo, during that intro, Hobo was going to do a spit take, and then he realized he couldn't spit on the mic.
I have that much control. I swallowed it.
You had a fingered gloves worth of control. It's a good look. Anyway, welcome to the NXT After Show here. I'll go this one. On AfterBuzz TV, let's get through intros. I'm Mark Budonica. If I'm intro to Mark Budonica, that's the Hobo.
Hi.
Thank you. Bill.
What's up?
Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
What's up, Ryan? How are you doing?
Unfingered gloves are called mittens, Mark.
Unfingered?
You said fingered gloves.
Yeah, well, no, that's a monofinger.
Fingerless gloves.
Yeah. That's a monofinger, because it's got one large finger hole. It's a monofinger.
It's a monofinger glove.
Those are flipper gloves.
You have to get to third base before you can wear fingered gloves. Anyway, we're talking about this week's episode of NXT.
Speaking of, let's do this for a transition. Speaking of fingering, let's talk about Riddick and Moss.
No, Sabatelli and Moss.
Yeah. Sorry, I already do that. I did that all the time.
You did it again.
Second base is above the belt. And third base is below the belt. So that includes.
I want Riddick and Moss.
Third base is hands and
mouth. It's hand stuff.
Well, it's below.
I think hand stuff is a stand up triple.
Okay.
And oral is an inside the Parker.
All right.
And if they're a little bit larger, it's an inside the Porker.
Dude, this is the best start we've ever had to an episode.
It's been 2 minutes.
I'm so happy to be back.
I would never peg you for that joke, Mark.
Hopefully you will peg him.
Hopefully you never do. Let's start with the first match of the night. It's been
the joke
developing.
Is that pegging is also a sexual term.
That's back to back home runs. Well, we've been canceled.
Oh my god!
That was cramped.
Oh shit! Oh goodness! I just did it. Oh no! That's our one. I'm sorry, I wasted it in the first 3 minutes.
And I'm laugh sweating.
Laugh sweating, a common problem we all have.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Street Profits versus Sabatelli and Moss. We've been seeing it over the past couple of weeks. Sabatelli and Moss still NXT's happiest couple. Have either of you caught any of the promos from the past couple of weeks between these two teams?
No, I'm really behind. Oh.
So the weirdest thing, 2 weeks ago, it was the Street Profits coming across Sabatelli's Maserati. And we know it because from Breaking Ground, he drove a Maz, whatever. It was his car. It wasn't a prop. It wasn't anything. To which Moss came out and said, "Hey, you can't afford our car."
Oh, that's cute.
And that's the thing. It's really cute. And then he did the same thing the next week, but it was with a suit. It was really... They stopped
our suit?
A delivery of a custom...
Come on, Michael.
Of a tailored suit. But
Sabatelli wears the jacket, I wear the pants.
Yeah.
Normal stuff.
That makes sense. That's normal couple of material.
See, what they don't tell you is the suit is one of those horse costumes where one guy has to be the butt.
Well, that's okay. That's why it was custom made. Yeah, that's why Riddick Moss looks like a horse. That long ponytail. Yeah.
We were talking about it during the match. Sabatelli's the Italian. Moss is the stallion.
Yeah, great.
The Italian stallion.
Well, so what you're saying is that Killian Dane and Alexander Wolf have competitors now for the best two-man couple in NXT.
I think what's great is they appeal to totally different audiences. Mm. If you like, muscles and oil, then you go one way. If you like just a couple of bears.
Bear and an otter.
Going at it.
Bear and otter. It's a good call.
Killian, an otter.
He ain't a bear.
He's too big.
He ain't a bear.
A bear and otter is a little smaller. He's still he's a big otter.
We need like an in-between term.
Sloth.
There's a lot of...
Sloth, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's that slow, though.
No. He's too happy to be a slow.
What's a big animal that's not
like known an anteater?
For being hairy?
A badger? That's not known for being hairy.
Like a
rhino. Oh, no, that's already a guy.
Yeah, we have rhino.
That's a man.
That is a man beast.
That's a man beast.
But that's just a weird way to present.
You think about it.
Right now, I'm thinking like tapir.
Oh, yeah.
Tapir.
Yeah.
Tapir's good.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good.
Yeah, he has a forum in Los Angeles. Mark so the
that,
tapir.
Does that make Eric Young like a capybara?
I hate you so much. local humor. Mark Tapir Forum.
I love that joke so much.
It's so stupid.
Every time I say it, people look at me like I lost my mind.
Oh, because you haven't. Nice gloves.
Thank you.
This is a really fun match, and I think the Street Profits, they're now 5-0. This is the first real test of the NXT Tag Team Division, and Montez Ford, as always, is just a treat to watch in the ring.
He's the best. And they kind of made short work of Moss and Sabatelli.
A lot shorter of a match than I was expecting.
Yeah.
After a two-week build.
Hoping for something more. I don't know. It just felt like kind of lackluster. I don't know.
Did you guys happen to catch Angelo Dawkins' version of Montez Ford's frog splash in this match?
No,
but I saw the corner splash. They both did the 360.
Right, so Montez Ford normally finishes off the matches with a gorgeous, huge height frog splash. So they did a thing where when Dawkins tagged in, where Montez laid out the guy, and then Dawkins hit the ropes and came back and did a standing frog splash. Mm-hmm. But it was really just him going like this and then falling.
It was the D'Lo version.
Except without leaping.
And he just fell.
Yeah, he just
fell.
Suck it. Just a quick one. But this is a fun match. I hope we see the Street Profits at next week's NXT. Mm-hmm. They get a spot at Houston, I hope.
The way they were being referred to on commentary as leading men now, like, I have to imagine these guys are going to head right for the championship. Like, that's the only place they have to go.
I mean, they're the three other teams, well, aside from Heavy Machinery, I think that's, if they can beat Heavy Machinery, I think then it's like, okay, then maybe we can send them against Sandy.
Well, they're leading men now. There are a couple of Russell Crowes in there.
Yeah. They were character actors, but now they're leading men.
They're leading men.
They were Denzel's friend, but now they're Denzel.
Yeah.
They're both Denzel. Mm-hmm. That's what the suit was.
A couple of Denzels.
It was a Denzel costume.
They went from Chris Pratt in Parks and Rec to Chris Pratt in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Can we get more Morrow from
you? Yeah,
from
please.
Please?
That's the only voice that I do.
It's good.
Well, it's
good
solid.
Yeah.
I can't believe you were holding out on us this whole time.
She's perfecting it. She's at home just...
Mamma mia, damn it. Mamma mia, damn it.
Mamma mia. No, that's not it.
Here I go again.
Here we go again.
We both went for it.
I had an ABBA song in my head all day up until a couple hours ago, and it wasn't Mamma Mia.
What was it?
Give me your mind.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the next in line.
So we got some suggestions for
NXT.
Yeah, what's up?
We've got other than Barris. What's an animal that's that you wouldn't expect to be hairy? Jose Kinde, clutch, bear.
Have you ever seen a picture of a hairless bear?
Bear. It's frightening.
Terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
B-A-R-E.
B-A-R-E.
Bear.
A bear.
Bear, bear.
Bear, bear. Bear, bear. Bears.
Aaron, solid. Yeah. Aaron B., hippo.
Huh?
P.W. Gregory, manatee.
He's definitely not a hippo. He's definitely not a hippo.
No.
Come on,
no,
guys.
No, but...
He's slender.
Crocagator.
Crocagator?
Yeah.
Crocagator.
Can they interbreed?
Allodyle, Crocagator,
you
Allodyle.
Would think they could, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they have the same habitat.
Is this like a liger situation?
Maybe.
That has been the most comments that we've received so far. So thank you, everybody.
What about, now, not necessarily in stature, but in body type, penguin?
I mean, I wouldn't expect them to be hairy.
Not like Burgess Meredith or Danny DeVito style.
Only if they're wearing a tuxedo.
Like a Robin Williams and Happy Feet Penguin?
Sure.
Yay! That's all I get. Then we get a look at Aleister Black versus Velveteen Dream coming up.
Great. Vignette.
Mm-hmm. Vignetti. I'm so, so excited. This match is just going to tear the roof off the mother.
Maybe my two favorite guys on NXT right now.
Yeah.
I think so.
Easily.
And we're going to talk a lot more predictions. Yeah. We're going to talk a lot more...
I'm on your side.
We're going to talk a lot more about TakeOver once we finish talking about the show, so don't you go changing. Lars Sullivan versus Raul Mendoza. Big takeaway from this, is his finisher just called the Freak Accident?
Just off rolling your eyes.
Just man. Savage. Just like, what did Raul do to earn this?
Hey, Raul's relatively new. He's looking for a way to make a statement.
Gotta pay your dues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, I wrestled a legit 7-foot-tall guy once. Did nothing to deserve that. I don't think it's very fair that you get Raul Mendoza to try and fight a guy like Lars.
I mean, that was a fella, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's so a you're lanky.
You say that backstage they should have like a you must be this beefy to take on Lars?
I like that, yeah. Okay. Gotta have a minimum.
You must have this much girth.
Like, I believe in weight classes to some degree. This was just savage.
I would really like it if our boy Otto from Heavy Machinery took on Lars.
Yes.
Because that would just be entertaining and just hosses.
Yeah.
That would be sort of a, well...
Probably the one guy that he can't pick up. He's so dense.
So dense.
It's true.
And he's got those, like little, he got those little arms.
It would be sort of a height versus width match.
I mean, right. By a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, Lars is a big-ish guy, but, man.
How tall is he? In my head, he's
a little, maybe an inch taller than me.
Yeah, I don't like know that, about that.
Because he was a little bit lower than Cassius,
right?
So that'd be an inch taller than me.
About 6'3".
Oh, interesting.
Three.
Oh, in my head, I thought he was much taller.
He looks enormous. Well, because you know,
he's taking guys like Raul Mendoza. Next to little guys.
Oni's pretty small too.
Actual Smurf Raul Mendoza. Lars finisher is him entering the ring. That's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Freak Accident is a super solid name for that.
So he finishes off Raul in short order, as he does. Yeah, he does. Bounding to the ring to protect Raul from a real stern talking to.
as fast as
he wasn't brutalizing him. He was just picking him up and talking to him. And everyone was in the back like, I've had enough of that! no one talks to that little boy!
Talking leads to shouting. And I will not have that in my NXT. So I will jog.
This goes back to my point that Cassius Ohno's character is a real shitster. Like, Ohno was just venting his frustrations in a normal way, like maybe kicked a table. And then Ohno had to be the guy in the locker room going, whoa, buddy. Whoa, hey.
Excuse me, mister. Just like that.
There are men present here.
There are men present. That reminded me of something I want to talk about. Anyway.
A man present?
No. Yes, a man present.
It's a basket full of Axe body spray. It's
a jock strap.
Did anybody... famous French wrestler Jacques Strap. he was the third Rougeau, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah.
A juck strap.
I just scream laughed directly into the microphone, Pete Holmes style.
That's perfect. Excellent. That's good.
Perfect.
let's get more. We've got plenty of time.
We've got so much time. We're almost done talking about the show.
Yeah,
seriously, we're like halfway through. But what did you think about Cassius making the save and Lars laughing in his face like a big old creepo man?
I thought it was weird, and I liked watching it because it was weird. I don't know that it, like, it's like what Bill said, where it was like, oh, he was just sort of talking to him. Yeah. Like, I don't... This seems to have spiraled out of control.
Yeah. Threw his hat down in the
Maybe that's why he was mad.
In the ring, we fight with our fists, not with our words.
But it was so bizarre because Cassius was in, like, half street clothes.
Yeah.
He was wearing cut off jeans with his boots and knee pads and like a Margaritaville, an orange Margaritaville t-shirt.
He likes to be comfortable.
Yeah.
That was one of it. Did you catch that it was one of his shirts? One of his many shirts that he has where it was like the Kanye takeoff shirt. It said, I feel like Elbow.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't notice that. Legitimately thought it was a Michael Beadle shirt.
Everything that Cassius Ohno wears is like a custom made knockoff of either a sporting team or a hip hop reference.
Perfect. Beautiful boy.
Hobo loves it.
Love it.
Love it. We find out in the next segment that our match between Pete Dunne and Johnny Gargano for the United Kingdom Championship is going to be next week. Excuse me. On the NXT version. Stop it, Bill. the show proper. Not on TakeOver, but it's going to be taped at Houston, and we're going to be seeing it. Does anybody think that this was like a course correct?
I think the information that came out initially was incorrect, and this is them going, hey everybody, that was a friggin' lie, and so it's gonna be on the TV because y'all are why would they have a match like that and not have video of it?
I think what will be an exclusive for the people in the building will be the pose down between Gargano and Shawn Michaels.
It'll be a pre-match thing.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
That was an official challenge issued by
Aboff.
Aboff.
Got it.
If you change your mind. Oh, that's Abba.
Yes, sorry.
That was a sublime callback.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it was an Abba callback. So it's a completely different band. Oh, Jesus, Bill.
Hey, I don't practice Santeria. Okay?
I hope not. What I initially thought was just going to be a look at Undisputed Era turned into just the whole saga of them showing up at the last TakeOver all the way up to War Games. We'll talk about War Games a little bit later. Then we got Mercedes Martinez versus Ember Moon. Mm-hmm. This was awesome.
I think this was the match of the night for me.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
I mean, this was a match to
the night. Yeah, it was the match.
It's a match that got the most time and...
attention and there was love.
There's a little bit of tension between these two... Mm-hmm.
A soupçon of tension.
Mercedes Martinez sass talking Ember Moon a couple weeks ago after the Battle Royal, and Ember Moon just like, we'll settle this in the ring.
I can't wait for Mercedes Martinez to just punch her right in the face.
She did everything but just that.
Right?
Yeah,
a lot of big pops and punches to the face.
I mean, she didn't hold anything back. I don't think Mercedes Martinez would hold anything back. This was a heck of a test for Ember Moon, especially right before her match at TakeOver being so important. This is, it's a, I mean, we all know this is taped in advance, but look at the story of it. It's if Mercedes Martinez got a victory or injured Ember Moon, it would totally change the course of that match completely. Mm. So it was, I wouldn't say it was the smartest move from Ember Moon deciding to take on somebody the likes of Mercedes Martinez right before one of the biggest and most important matches of her career thus far. I mean, Mercedes Martinez is incredible in the ring. Maybe not so good on the mic, but in the ring, she commands the space. Mm-hmm. And she owned every second of that match in the ring. Granted, Ember Moon got the victory, hit the total eclipse, and the snap on that was sensational, but Mercedes Martinez showed that she belongs 100% in that ring in NXT and with this caliber of talent.
Yeah. This is one of the matches, like the level of athleticism among the women, like if you compare this match to even matches from a few years ago, is like it's been good for a long time, but it's even gotten so much better within the past few years.
And having somebody with as storied of a career as Mercedes Martinez in NXT is going to do wonders, almost to the point where people wish that Sir Amato could wrestle. I think this is like a next best thing. And 100% agree that the quality of women's matches and this match especially being a go home show to help promote Ember Moon, but Mercedes Martinez still showed that maybe she should be added into the quote number one contendership match next week between Ruby and Sonya. But either way, she was 100% one of the standouts in the Mayhem Classic, and just more.
Mm-hmm. What did you think, Melanie Lincoln?
Was it good? I loved it.
Molto bene. Very good. I don't know.
Spag.
At the end. At the end of the match, Nikki Cross comes out ringside. Peyton Royce lands on the ramp instead of just going into the ring. And Kairi Sane ends up on the stage. And these are the four. And this very much anticipated match that we're going to talk about in just a little bit. Next week, we get confirmation from last week. We're going to be getting Ruby Riott versus Sonya Deville. Super stoked for that
next
match.
Next week, we get confirmation from last week.
Yeah, last week, Sonya issued a challenge. Right. And then this week, they're like, don't remember. Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Stay on target.
Okay. I don't know what that was. Then we got the Drew McIntyre and Almas face-off. How much time was left? I thought there was going to be a match after this. And then Drew got on the mic. Talking down Almas about the type of man he is. And
he's like, Drew's like, ultimate talking point was like, I don't have to take you seriously because you can sort with a lady.
Yeah. Yeah, like the Greeks and Romans.
What kind of man walks around with a woman?
Yeah.
I've heard you've got cooties.
What? They had to translate from thick Scottish accent to regular English accent to Spanish what cooties were.
Yeah.
That's what took him so long to come out. that was weird. Did anybody else think that he was going to like attack from behind or...
Yeah, because when Zelina came out first, I was like, eyes on your six there, Drew.
Yeah, for real.
So, anyone got a 20 on Almas?
But then it ended up being Zelina.
Yeah.
And Drew just catches her and puts her down like, stop it.
What the hell are you doing?
No one jumps at me.
It's not even a lady. So we met Drew. He's a real nice guy.
Basically confirms what I said last week. Zelina can't actually, you know, get too terribly physically involved.
Yeah.
Well, she can. It's just whether or not Drew decides to hit her back.
Well,
beat the crap out of you.
She tries that dive stuff again. He's just gonna throw her at him.
You should just do the Samoa Joe move out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like, Well, that's settled. Hits him with a really big DDT to end the show. Leaves him laid out.
A big man requires a big DDT.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. You know what they say about big DDTs? They're I don't, because I don't.
Oh.
The D's stand for dick.
Okay.
Dick, T. And the T stands for testicles. And she's got yours in her bloody purse. And tell all your friends that you know what DDT stands for, and it's dick testicles.
Yeah, we are never allowed to be in the same studio ever again. All four of us. This is too much.
This is my favorite thing.
Now that I think about it, the only people I've seen Drew McIntyre that I associate Drew McIntyre with are Jinder Mahal and Heath Slater.
That's true. So,
which was who's the D, who's the D, and who's the T?
Oh, we all know the answer to that.
Who's called
T? Well, we know someone knows something about T. Wait for it. It'll sink in.
Let's talk about some AfterBuzz TV predictions. Those ones. We get the theremin too often. AfterBuzz TV. Oh, guys, have been canceled again. Anyway, so we're not going
to
talk about people.
Now, as I want everyone to keep in mind, as we do these predictions, once again, I don't practice Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball.
That's not even a callback, because it wasn't organic. You're just...
I wasn't trying to call back.
All right.
Call what back? He's being very clear about what he has and doesn't have, and what he practices, and what he doesn't practice.
He's running for city council. He wants to make it known.
I did not practice Santeria.
That's little dated. little dated.
So, I don't know.
I'll practice the best Santeria.
There you go.
Tremendous Santeria.
It's big, amazing.
I know this guy, Sancho. Okay. I'm going to bust a cap on him. Boom.
Beep, 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 boom, boom, boom.
Well, I had $1 million. I had $1 billion. And I spent it all.
All right, now we're getting lyrics or just the life of 45.
This reminds you of a date that you had.
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right, let's.
Yes, it does.
Let's move on.
I recently
went
on a Bumble date where a man sang along with the entire
The entire
like 4 minute song.
And you kept trying to butt in, and he was like,
yeah, I gotta sing this.
I'm almost to the part about the hyena.
It's like Sail Away. You're gonna sing the whole thing.
Yeah, Santeria's gotta be the longest song ever recorded, right?
Yes.
It's that one.
Predictions for War Games.
Let's talk about War Games.
So, the site found on Wikipedia has the title match in the middle of the show. I hate you so much. I know you're doing something.
Who has the title match on the
Wikipedia, they list the matches in a particular order.
That makes sense.
But the title match right in the middle.
Is it alphabetically?
No, because it started with the UK title match.
It's probably an order of most predictable.
let's start with the most fun match on the card. Cassius Ohno versus Lars Sullivan. How do we think this one's going to go?
Whee!
More like, whee! Anyway.
I think it's going to go... I mean, obviously, this is going to be Lars Sullivan's most competitive match to date, you would assume. He's going up against one of the beefiest boys in the whole locker room and one of the hardest hitting boys.
It's got all that beef behind it.
Yeah, it's got extra beef. It's a double-double.
Hey, Cassius Ohno with extra beef, please. Thank you.
We don't have that much beef, sir.
Extra salt.
But I think it's going to be a good match, and I think that Lars Sullivan... I honestly think that Lars Sullivan's going to win this one. Mm-hmm. Because what do they have to gain by having Cassius Ohno win this match, really?
Yeah, he's not and plotted it's not... a course towards anything. If he gets this victory, what does it mean?
And they did
not
something
much.
Really wonderful with Lars Sullivan in that he's had a bunch of losses. Mm-hmm. He wasn't involved in the finishes of any of those losses, but he's not like undefeated streak new guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, they usually pull something like, he's undefeated in singles competition, or something like that.
They can bite my butt.
But with Cassius, he came to Regal for this challenge. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, if I beat Lars Sullivan, maybe I should be in the title conversation.
But even he's not so sure about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he's
like, hey, maybe I should, what do you think if I just do that?
Lars Sullivan? Okay.
Well, we do have a fifth spot on the card available, so...
Ooh! Delightful. What do you think, Nicole?
I think Lars, probably. Mm-hmm. For all the reasons you said. But I also, like... I don't know. Lars is still bigger, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Not by a hair, but he's still bigger.
He's wider and more muscular.
He's
like shoulder width.
Powerful.
Yeah.
He's got a barrelier chest.
Yeah.
Let me take a look.
We got to see Lars up close and personal in person at NXT in LA.
Ooh.
And yeah.
Did he just stand there and you guys looked at him?
He's much more slender than you would think because he has this crazy chest and shoulders
and it
tapers in real hard.
Yeah.
It's a very abrupt taper.
He's aesthetic as fuck.
Yeah.
So, all right. And
that's the F word.
That's our. Okay.
Oh, I forgot I'm not allowed to say that.
Yeah. That's okay.
Explicit us, please. So Lars is billed at 303.
Say AF next time.
Yeah, 6'3" and 303 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Cassius Ohno is 6'4"
and 235.
270.
Oh, hey.
I mean that's his.
Wait, is that on Wikipedia?
That is on Wikipedia.
He was when he after he came back. I think he was still billed at 250 for a while.
Beefopedia. On fandom.com, it says he's 224.
Yes.
That's
at one point, he was 224.
No,
at
that's...
At one point.
Yeah.
Right before he was Lego, he was juicing.
Before you were an adult, you were a child.
He was on a juice diet, is what I'm saying. He was juicing.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, clearly. No, he... yeah. Yeah. No, yeah.
Lars will misread Ohno's name, think it's Oreo, and eat him.
Could be.
Could be.
Could be.
He's a fan of the chocolate.
He's going to twist him apart. Get to that cream inside.
Ew.
he's more like a Cadbury cream egg.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. In shape and in
full
consistency.
Of goo.
One time in fourth grade, we had to dissect crawdads, and I got one that as soon as I like poked it, it just like blew up goo.
Can you pull up the Vikings board and give us like a sword? Like a sword?
It's the best drop that's ever.
Oh, there it is. give us a different one. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, the Vikings. Yeah, that was great. The Vikings. The Vikings board is awesome. Hit us with one more. you need to put that on the NXT board, please.
Oh, yeah. Would we totally nail something?
Yeah, no, when we talk about Sabatelli and Boss.
We miss the mark?
Man, you know what's not going to miss the mark? Aleister Black and the Velveteen Dream.
No.
Oh, so
or a baby. Thank you, Steve.
Just going to run through all of them.
Velveteen Dream.
No, it's going to be so good. I'm so excited for it.
It's This is the most NXT match, and if I think of like old school NXT, of like the Seth Rollins and the Jinder Mahals, where you're like, what in business do these two people have fighting each other? This is one of those matches, but they're also the most, almost as big of characters as anybody in NXT right now, and they're fighting against each other.
Absolutely, it's so good.
It's coming to a head, and I think it's gonna be legitimately really sexy, and I don't know if I honestly don't know if I think there's gonna be a lot of confused viewers in Houston.
Oh yeah,
Mark, why are you watching TakeOver with your pants on?
No reason. Get out.
I have to watch this pay per view alone.
He's watching Cops.
I mean, it's pretty close to Velveteen Dream's music, which I have on my phone. Don't ask, but.
Which I have on my phone in a private browser. Yes.
it's actually a soundtrack to a video that's anyway.
Honestly, none of us would have thought twice about it if you didn't say don't ask.
That's the fun part.
Oh, you have a song on your phone? Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense. but does anybody have any other thoughts other than this is gonna be awesome?
I feel like this is one of the two hardest matches on the card to predict.
I think so.
Because I feel like ultimately it's going to end up being a Dream earns Aleister Black's respect match, where Dream takes Aleister close to the limit, but Aleister wins. But I wouldn't be super surprised if Dream's the first person to cost Aleister Black a match.
I think in my head, it's going to be the first thing that you said.
In
my heart, it's also going to be the first thing that you said. Where I think what's going to happen is Aleister Black's going to win by a nose. And then as Velveteen Dream is walking away, then I think Aleister Black's going to be like, hey, kid.
Throw his jersey
at him. And then say his name.
And Dream's going to be like the little kid at the beginning of Bret Hart's.
He's going to say, like, good job. He's going to be like, well done, Velveteen Dream.
Oh, he said his name.
And then Velveteen Dream's going to be like,
Mean Joe.
He's going to get choked up and he's going to cry and he's going to drop to one knee.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
And then he's gonna, like, Rumpelstiltskin, he's gonna disappear.
No! And, like, Phantom Zone away. Yeah, that'd be sweet. What do we think about Drew McIntyre versus Andrade Almas?
I think it's probably gonna be a pretty decent match.
Yeah.
That Andrade Almas is not gonna win.
Yeah. It's gonna be Drew McIntyre for sure. Mm.
Yeah.
But, you know, Almas has been so good as of late. Like, since the last TakeOver, Almas has been incredible. One of the best performers on the card. Mm-hmm. And going up against Drew McIntyre, there's no reason to believe they won't turn in a really great match.
100%. Yeah, the match is going to be good. I don't know. It's hard for me to see Almas as a champion. I mean, granted, he's been on a hot streak, but a hot streak is not necessarily something you can maintain over a long period of time. And being a champion means that you've got to be able to turn in solid results every single match. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is at that place yet where he can do that and do that with, you know, real regularity. But McIntyre, I think, he's able to do it every single time. Granted, if there's some sort of fluke or flaw, then yeah, Almas can actually take the victory. But I don't think he can hold on to the belt past that. So whoever's coming up next is going to take it right off of him.
I mean, I've said this before, but I feel like this is probably going to be one of Almas's last things in NXT. Mm-hmm. You know, Royal Rumble is coming up pretty soon. It's possible that they may even do.
He could be number 100.
Yes.
Yeah.
The biggest rumble in history.
Yeah.
God,
they're going to bring back World War III from the ECW, three rings, 90 wrestlers. But it was so bad.
So bad.
But I...
We're going to stack them. They're going to be bunk bed rings.
They might even do some call-ups after Survivor Series. Since we're just coming off of the Raw versus SmackDown thing,
they might get some signings.
Reinforcements. But I feel like he'll be up on the main roster at some point because he doesn't have anything left to do in NXT.
I think it's entirely possible that he could win by disqualification.
Sure.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then we'll do it again in January.
Yeah. But either way, I think this is a much different conversation than what we were having, let's say, during a Bobby Roode Hideo Itami.
Yeah.
Where we were like, Hideo needs this win. Whereas Almas, he's had such a strong past couple of months that I don't think he needs this win.
Yeah.
Just being on this stage is enough to go, oh, he deserves to be here.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, no, he gets credit for being here. I think that's more than anything, he needs to look like a contender for the title. And I think he's achieved that. And good. Congratulations. You're not going to win, but you look like a credible threat. Mm-hmm. Good job.
Gold star. You tried.
Unfortunately. Ember Moon versus Kairi Sane versus Nikki Cross versus Peyton Royce with Billie Kay for the vacated NXT Women's Championship. Nicole, this is a difficult one to call, but it's gonna be a fun.
Ember Moon?
You think this is the time?
Maybe.
Yeah.
She's been real good recently. It's tough. You could list almost any of those women, almost, and I would be like, yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? I think Ember Moon. I could see it being Peyton. But my gut says Ember.
It's very tough to call, so I will just predict what I would do, which is have Peyton Royce win it.
Yeah.
Because you've got one heel in there with three very strong baby faces. Nikki Cross and Sanity are involved in a different thing altogether.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's going to be Nikki.
Ember Moon's been chasing forever, so it kind of wouldn't be a good summation of Ember Moon's story to have her win it here. And I think the two real choices are Kairi Sane or Peyton Royce. I think Kairi Sane would be a really good story because she won the Mae Young Classic, but I think that Billie Kay will get involved in the finish. A couple of them will take each other out, and then Billie Kay will insert herself because she's the X Factor. She's the only... Peyton's the only person that has someone in their corner for this match.
Do you think it's possible that she could mess something up for Peyton? I feel like she might try to...
One or the other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they both
try to stick
her nose.
They both blew it really hard when they were in a fatal four-way together because they could have just laid down for each other.
Yeah.
But I think that Peyton Royce is the smart call because you have Peyton Royce wouldn't have a real heel hold that belt for a while and have everyone else chase it.
And they've been in NXT the longest out of all four.
And they've been so good as of late.
Yeah.
I think you talked me into it, especially because it's not, like, Ember Moon has, like, it's going to happen at some point, but I think it'll be more satisfying for her to take it from Peyton than it would be to have her win it now. Yeah. It feels a little anticlimactic.
I would like to see Nikki have it, only because she would be hands down the most dangerous women's champion
currently. Asuka.
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about danger. Like, she may kill you. Right. Kind of danger. I mean, she tried to kill Asuka. We saw that. That was really fun.
Live on television.
Yeah, it was great. But and then having Sanity back her up, I think it would make her incredibly dangerous and really hard to beat.
Yeah.
Because not only is she dangerous alone, but with three massive guys behind her, there's no reason she couldn't hold it forever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Aussies arguably need it now. And if Ember won it, it would just be kind of sad. Because it'd be like, hey,
this is how you win the title?
Right. If Asuka was here, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. Because you couldn't beat her.
Right.
So she's gone. True. Now you get the belt. Yeah, you're still kind of lame. So, yeah.
I don't think it's time for Kairi yet. I think she's a good chaser as well.
Yeah.
I think now is the time for Peyton.
Yeah.
Ah, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to be fun? War. That's not true. War Games. It has games in it.
If it has games, it's fun.
Implies fun.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Authors of Pain.
And also Roderick Strong.
Versus
Authors of Pain featuring Roderick Strong.
The featuring Pitbull of NXT.
Yeah. Man,
Roderick Strong has such a hot verse on that Authors of Pain track. He bodied them on their own track.
Versus Sanity, comprised of Alexander Wolf, Eric Young, and Killian Dane, versus the Undisputed Era, which is Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, and
O'Reilly.
So we got
my arms.
So we talked about the rules last week. I'll speed mode them this week. It's gonna start with three people.
Yeah, imagine how tough it is for Hakel rather than like drink and eat. He's always constantly stabbing himself in the head.
So you got a drinking problem.
Yes.
For our younger viewers, that is a reference to the movie Airplane.
And I was about to make a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels reference, so we got all our bases covered.
Yeah. If you don't know the movie Airplane, stop listening to this and go watch that movie.
Yeah, it's a lot funnier.
And then resume listening to us.
Yes.
Pause.
Back up 30 seconds so that you can laugh at the joke.
Did either of y'all hear the updated rules for the War Games match?
No.
You mean the rules for the War Games?
Well, match? It's not. It used to be.
They're all going to be in shark cages at the start.
Yeah, not. So it's going to start as a triple threat match, one member of each team.
Yeah, and then the other members are going to be in the shark cages.
After 5 minutes,
one comes out.
Two. Mm. So it's going to be. It's going to go from one on one on one
faster.
To three on one on one. Jeez. To three on three on one. One.
Three sided coin flip? Or?
Yeah. Yeah.
After 5 minutes, it's the 3-on-1-on-1. After 3 minutes, it's 3-on-3-on-1. And then after the last 3 minutes, it's 3-on-3-on-3. Then decisions can happen.
Poor Alexander Wolf.
Well, no, I think it's going to be Roderick Strong.
Yeah. It's
got to be Roderick Strong at the end. So, and of course, we got shark cages again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then only after everyone's in the ring can the match be won by submission or pinfall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And we don't know if there's going to be a roof on the cage or not. They haven't said anything. But, yeah.
But apparently in the original War Games matches, you couldn't win by pinfall. You had to surrender. Your team had to surrender.
Okay.
Which I feel like that doesn't work anymore in this age of kayfabe.
Yeah.
Thank you. I surrender.
Yeah. I feel like pinfall is a good suspension of disbelief for this day and age.
Well, especially after... 11 minutes of one person getting the crap beat out of them.
Right.
Especially if it's the Office of Pain. They're not running down that ring. They're going to try. But just whatever. Just
I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah.
Keep your pants on, Roderick.
what do you think's going to happen? Who do you think's going to take it?
Undefeated era. Undisputed era?
Undisputed era.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It works.
Because Roderick Strong is going to join them so hard.
That's what everybody says. I don't know.
It's clearly what's going to happen.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I think we're going to get a Kurt Hennig, Ric Flair situation where like...
Rap is crap?
No, where Roderick slams the cage door on somebody's head or something. Like,
I mean, you're going to get some weapons, I figure. Not a lot.
Maybe.
A bunch of kendo sticks.
And he's got a knife!
It's Alexander Wolf just pulls out a pocket knife. Or no.
A butterfly knife.
Like, one of the opposite veins pulls out a knife, and Wolf has, like, the hilt, the handle, and it's a comb. and then it shoots out and stabs through. Like that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Like,
good lord.
Like the Joker, like the Joker's gas gun. Where it's got bang and then it fires the dart.
Yeah.
Because Alexander Wolf is that bloody crazy. It's gonna be a good show.
But that's my predictions that Roderick is gonna join an Undisputed Era and that'll be that.
What do you think?
I truly don't know. I haven't been keeping up enough in the past couple of weeks
that faction has that literally every time I say the Undisputed Era, I question myself midway through. Like, is this really what's happening?
Is that what it is? All right. Okay. What do you think?
Coalfish and O'Reilly.
It's got to be Undisputed Era, or else why do they even exist?
Yeah.
Like, then everyone's going to start disputing them if they lose.
Right.
Yeah, and the Disputed Era is a stupid name.
It is.
So.
The quite Disputed Era.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have something to say about that.
I think Roger me being one side of Roger. It's just too easy for Roger to join them. I don't like.
Well, what else is that nerd
and
gonna
I
do?
Know,
join Sanity.
And I know it's gonna be something dumb he's gonna do or say, and a fake face he's gonna make. Like, ah, no, see, I got you. He's never
gonna,
had us.
He's gonna rip
you
off his
never
skin.
That would be the only surprise I would accept.
That would rule.
His ugly skin.
You guys heard about that mist that turns people inside out?
What? What a specific callback, Bill. That was fantastic.
This is my favorite episode.
Is it?
It's up there. It's up there.
So, mayhem.
This was the war games of our podcast.
Yeah. We ring on the bus and go, you're canceled!
You know who surrendered? All of our viewers.
Yep.
Just waving white flags in the chat.
We surrender!
Stop.
It's white flags. Yeah, if you surrender, you go on Twitter using the hashtag NXTeam, send us your best white flag. Make one at home. It's a pro. Whatever.
NXTeam.
Hashtag NXTeam.
The hell?
I have no idea.
There's going to play a track by White Flag.
Is that Bond? Is that George Lazenby?
Bond?
That Bond?
All time in the world by Louis Armstrong.
Okay. Hey. All right. Oh, great.
He's subtweeting us.
Just so everybody knows, because of the Thanksgiving holiday next week, there aren't going to be any shows on Wednesday.
Not a one.
Not a one.
Probably not on Thursday either.
Not on Thursday or Friday. The Wednesday through Saturday. The studio is going to be closed, so we're figuring out a good time to do the War Games after show. And once we know, we'll let you know. But make sure to follow us so that you can get that information.
Nicole, where can they follow you?
Oh, you can follow me on Twitter at Nicole Conlon. I'll be tweeting about this, but I'm the consulting producer for a new startup wrestling promotion, XSW, and their first show will be on Powerbomb TV sometime this week.
Powerbomb TV?
Powerbomb TV.
Oh, okay. It's different.
I don't know if I want to be booked on Powerbomb.
Yeah, lose
yes,
the
yes, yes, you do.
Lose the gloves
and
we'll talk.
And you can see me at Inner Sanctum Cafe, UCB Sunset, almost every Sunday, but not this upcoming Sunday, performing with my team, Dynamite.
Thank you.
Nice. You're welcome.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
What's up?
At Sundown Motel on all social media platforms. Check out uprocks.com with spandex.com, uprocks.com/prowrestling today. McMansplaining came out episode 14 with Dave Lagana, vice president of NWA, which was a very good conversation. And another very good conversation about the NWA with very little overlap was a conversation we had today on X-Pac 12360 with Billy Corgan.
With the WPC.
The owner of NWA, honorary member of NWA, along with MC Ran Yella. And some other guys you've never heard of.
Sounds about right. But it was a great X-Pac 12360. Make sure to go check it out on this very channel. And if you like it, subscribe. Hey, Hobo.
Yeah.
What are you doing tomorrow?
On the Twitter and the Instagram at True Hobo. Tomorrow is Turkey Mania. Wrestling Pro Wrestling's Turkey Mania. Crowning the very first Wrestle Turkey champion. Yes. The belt is fantastic, and it's going to be on the front page of Twitch. Twitch.tv/WrestlingProWrestling. And Saturday, I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona for Championship Wrestling from Arizona.
Hey!
After that show, some things are going to change.
Whoa. So, oh, geez.
Are you saying enough is enough and it's time for a change?
No.
Nugget.
He's going to give up back-to-back home runs.
Yep.
Damn it. And I'm supposed to segue into... The flat ears are just the best. You can find me on Twitter at MarvyDonica. Follow all of us at AfterBuzz TV. If you like video games, check out Inventory Full PT on Twitch. That's where I stream games along with some good friends of mine. Go ahead and check us out there. This has been just a riot and a half.
Hey, I want to thank everyone here. Seriously, like, this is amazing. I've had some bad times recently, but this is so much fun, and I love you all. And happy Thanksgiving to you guys, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there.
And that's why I really want to have a show next week at some point, just because, you know, the family.
We're like a fireside.
We'll do a fireside podcast.
We get our gym jams. Let's get a little
fire. While we're gym jams.
For all of these crackling fires and more, make sure to subscribe right here to AfterBuzz Wrestling and Sports. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.